Chapter 5, Warnings, Ethics, and Responsible AI. In this chapter, learning about the responsible AI movement, paying attention to OpenAI warnings, losing copyright and IP protections, reaching for reliability and trust, reducing your risks. Each model improvement aims to increase stability and overall performance in terms of reliability, accuracy, and ethics. In this chapter, you learn what that means and why the effort is critical. Making responsible AI. Almost everyone has an instinctive desire for caution or a sense of foreboding when it comes to AI. A broad industry effort called Responsible AI was formed to ensure that AI is responsibly developed by design. This movement is aimed at ensuring that AI models are built on specific principles from the ground up, as opposed to having piecemeal measures tacked on after maturity or deployment, or yikes, disregarded altogether. Many AI providers and communities embrace the baseline principles promoted by the responsible AI movement, which include the following: accountability, bias evaluation, reliability and safety, fairness and accessibility, transparency and explainability, privacy and security. OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, has repeatedly stated a commitment to responsible AI principles. It has also contributed to the movement in a number of ways, including open sourcing evals, its framework for evaluating OpenAI models, and an open source registry for benchmarks, and contributing policy research papers. OpenAI's partners and collaborators also work towards the principles of responsible AI, but current economic stressors are putting corporate commitments to the test. For example, in line with many recent tech industry layoffs, in March 2023, Microsoft laid off its AI ethics and society team, which was charged with ensuring responsible AI principles made it into Microsoft products before they ship. Microsoft isn't likely to be the last of the large AI product and services producer to do so. Troubling developments. Until recently, AI was the domain of a relatively few learned scientists with highly specialized skills. But ChatGPT's explosive arrival on the public scene spurred intense interest across the board. Now it appears that almost everyone is interested in using AI. And quite a few are keen to develop their own. The tools and costs are such that almost anyone can do it. For example, researchers at Stanford University built Alpaca AI to perform similarly to ChatGPT on several tasks. Alpaca AI was built on an open-source small language model called Llama, developed by Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Stanford researchers trained it for less than $600, making it a rough equivalent of a cheap counterfeit copy of ChatGPT. However, cheap AI can prove to be costly AI. Alpaca AI is very unsafe, in that it frequently produces wrong and toxic responses, and Stanford responded responsibly by yanking it offline shortly after launch. However, the dataset and code for fine-tuning that model is still available on GitHub for anyone to use. The researchers are working on releasing the Alpaca AI model's weights there too. Weights rank the importance of various algorithm inputs. The intention behind making all this accessible is noble, providing a lightweight model for the AI community to study several AI deficiencies in the hopes of making more responsible AI. But the nightmare in the story is that anyone can now build an AI model using the dataset and code on GitHub for about $100 if the processes are optimized according to Stanford. That's not a far-fetched estimate, considering that even cloud computing costs can be reduced or eliminated. We already have multiple reports of people running Alpaca's code on Raspberry Pi computers and Pixel 6 smartphones, thereby skipping any need for cloud computing. Meanwhile, AI models are popping up in shady communities online too. For example, a week after its launch, the entirety of Meta's Llama model was reportedly leaked on 4chan. When it comes to AI, cheaper is far, far worse, at least in terms of safety for humans. For example, an AI model can deliver wrong or harmful information that can physically hurt people if it's acted on, and misinformation can fuel harmful conspiracy theories or spur public unrest. Now think of someone building AI with intentional malice using a model with few to no safeguards. The thought is not comforting. Don't forget that nation-states sometimes have dubious intentions as well. AI of all types is currently in use by most governments, with much of it classified information and therefore unavailable for public scrutiny. Governments worldwide are also concerned about AI being used in terrorist attacks, cyber attacks, or public uprisings. Concerns over what might be done with AI led to both OpenAI and the Chinese government barring individuals in China from using ChatGPT. But a Chinese company called Baidu has already released its alternative model, known in English as Enhanced Representation from Knowledge Integration, or ERNIEBot for short. ERNIEBot differs from ChatGPT-4 in two major ways. ERNIEBot produces multimodal outputs, meaning it generates texts and images, whereas ChatGPT-4 generates only text. And ERNIEBot can't analyze images and prompts, but ChatGPT-4 can. ERNIEBot may differ in safety measures as well. It's hard to tell at this point whether Baidu is working on sufficient safety precautions for ERNIEBot. Everyone is in a big rush to launch their answer to ChatGPT as fast as possible, which isn't good news in terms of ensuring that proper safety and ethical measures are in place and working. Previously, Baidu released ERNIE 3.0, which is largely regarded as a GPT-3 equal. In 2022, it released ERNIE VILG, which generates images from text prompts. Other ChatGPT-like bots from China-based entities include Moss by Fudan University researchers and Inspo by a startup called Minimax. The U.S. and China have been keenly interested and heavily involved in developing and using AI for years. So have other countries. AI in this context has consequences in both cold and hot wars, world commerce, individual freedom, human rights, and other national, geopolitical, and international policy issues. Protecting humans from humans using AI. On the flip side, several countries are working to contain consequences from the proliferation of AI models. For example, in December 2022, the European Council of the European Union, EU, proposed a regulation called the Artificial Intelligence Act, which aims to ensure that artificial intelligence, AI systems, placed on the EU market and used in the Union are safe and respect existing law on fundamental rights and union values. The U.S. has a new blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights as of October 2022. In the U.K., a Roadmap to an Effective AI Assurance Ecosystem was published by the Center for Data Ethics and Innovation in 2021. The World Economic Forum also stepped up with a set of standards and guidelines that it published in 2022, titled Quantum Computing Governance Principles. Numerous legitimate integrations of powerful generative AI models like ChatGPT are popping up in existing software almost everywhere. For example, ChatGPT is already in many Microsoft products, from Bing to Office 365. GPT-4 APIs can be used to integrate the model with almost any software. Competitive AI models for legitimate uses are also on the rise. One example is Adobe's Firefly tool, which is powered by a generative adversarial network, GAN, AI model. Understanding the good, the bad, and the ugly. By now, you're beginning to realize just how accessible and varied AI truly is. But so are AI providers. How long will they remain interested in responsibly building and retraining AI models when their work can be stolen and counterfeited for mere pennies and in use within a few hours? Now add to that hit on ROI, the recent rise in economic pressure to cut costs. Does that mean responsible AI teams are on the chopping block first? Where does that leave AI? Where does that leave us? Even Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, has publicly admitted that he's a little bit scared of AI. He's also sounding the warning that some AI developers working on ChatGPT-like tools won't apply safety limits. It's just a matter of time until AI models spiral out of control. Given the huge scale and sweeping capabilities of AI models like GPT-4 and applications such as ChatGPT, it's tantamount that individuals, citizen protection agencies and groups, governments, AI providers, and others join, insist on, or recommit to sustained efforts in containing AI within strong and well-reasoned guardrails designed to protect humans. Costs and corners can't be cut without incurring dire repercussions. Heeding OpenAI warnings. OpenAI released each ChatGPT version with clearly posted public warnings. It's essential to heed those. But if you haven't yet read through the opening warning posts, or you want to check to see if the warnings have been updated, just ask ChatGPT to list the latest warnings, as I did in Figure 5-1. Pay special heed to the warning regarding your privacy. ChatGPT is still in training, in all of its models from ChatGPT-3 to ChatGPT-4. This means anything you enter as a prompt, image or text, is likely to be used as training material. Therefore, any of the following conditions may or may not happen. Security is likely not at the same level as is usually afforded to personal identifiable information, PII. Privacy shields, if there are any, may not extend to or follow after any data transfers. Training material may become open sourced or shared at some point. Your prompts may become a permanent part of training databases for future AI models, and therefore almost impossible to ever delete. OpenAI researchers and AI trainers may see your prompts with images and text in their reviews of ChatGPT's performance. For your own peace of mind, proceed with prompts as though all these situations can be realized. Warning. Although all the listed warnings are important, I would single out the incomplete or incorrect information warning. One downside of ChatGPT is that it can be intentionally used to generate highly convincing disinformation and propaganda. I warn you in other chapters, but it bears repeating. A more insidious threat is ChatGPT's capability to hallucinate or produce responses that sound highly plausible but are totally wrong. In short, don't trust a word that AI says or writes. Double-check everything it outputs. Considering copyright and IP protections. OpenAI has been clear from the start that any text generated by ChatGPT in response to your prompts belongs to you. That's all well and good unless you're trying to copyright it and exclusively use it to make money. The U.S. Copyright Office ruled that any works containing AI-generated content can be copyrighted only to the extent of human authorship. In other words, whatever part AI writes is not copyright protected by law. If you write the work but use AI-generated images to illustrate it, your words are copyright protected, but the images are not. If you reword some of the text that ChatGPT generated, only the words you wrote are protected by copyright. The rest is essentially left in the public domain for anyone else to use. Lest you think that this is the result of an American quirk or AI bias, consider that the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, reports that most jurisdictions, including Spain and Germany, ruled the same on machine-generated copyright protections decades ago. It remains to be seen if they'll change their minds and consider GPT in general, and ChatGPT in particular, as original content creators. Right now, the big money is on a resounding no. Publishers and agents worldwide said they were flooded with books, ebooks, and other content by people hoping to make quick and easy money on ChatGPT-generated works. Almost none passed editorial muster, and no one got a big bag of easy cash. Incidentally, anyone can now copy those works because they are considered fair game. Further, ChatGPT and other GPT models such as DALL-E may be found guilty of copyright infringement. Copyright-protected works and other protected intellectual property were added to the model's training database when massive amounts of data were indiscriminately scraped from the internet without payment or permission. The potential infringement liability is currently under debate. In addition, because copyright-protected works are in ChatGPT's training database, it may occasionally replicate exact word usage, that is, plagiarize, which could create liability issues for unaware users. A court case may be required to sort out all the legal details. Keep an eye on rising liability issues, new court actions, and evolving regulations, because this may contain emerging threats to your endeavors if you're using ChatGPT or an AI model of similar ilk. Searching for predictability. AI can be objectively judged on predictability, meaning the percentage of times it delivers the right answer to the same or similar questions. Typically, AI models do not score 100% predictability on all questions. Rather, they have different scores on various types of questions. But few users rely on actual predictability scoring to determine how much they trust AI. Instead, people are more prone to lean on their perception of AI and their own gut feeling about its responses. In this section, you see how machine tests and human feelings can affect your work with ChatGPT. Reaching for reliability. In its GPT-4 technical report, OpenAI asserts that GPT-4 scored 19 percentage points higher than the latest GPT-3.5 iteration on OpenAI's internal adversarial-designed functionality evaluation. Specific scores and model comparisons are shown in Figure 5-2, which depicts the performance of various ChatGPT models in 9 categories. On public benchmarks such as Truthful QA, which tests how well the model separates facts from incorrect statements, the base model of GPT-4 scores only slightly better than GPT-3.5. After additional RLHF, reinforcement learning from human feedback, post-training, the GPT-4 model outperformed GPT-3.5 by a wider margin. Counterintuitively, the pre-trained model's confidence in its answers generally matched the probability of being correct, while the opposite was true of the post-trained model's confidence. Neither GPT-4 nor GPT-3.5 models have any knowledge of facts and events that occurred after the 2021 cutoff date. These models also do not learn from experience, which can result in gullibility to prompts, reasoning errors, and mistakes that resemble human errors. Biases in the reasoning also exist. Warning. In short, ChatGPT, regardless of the model used, has a reliability problem. Although this problem has improved over the evolution of models, it's significant enough that outputs should always be fact-checked, especially when ChatGPT content is used for critical functions and decision-making. Readers should always be aware of the inherent unreliability in outputs and not be swayed by the convincing language generated by ChatGPT as reason to skip the verifying step. Hallucinating versus accuracy. If you read about generative AI models, mention of confident AI or an AI model's level of confidence eventually comes up. In the context of machine learning, confidence is a measure of the AI model's estimated probability that its answer, output, is correct, based on the information it has, input or prompt. The four categories used to determine the level of confidence an AI has in its response are repeatability, believability, sufficiency, and adaptability. Remember, when an AI model is said to have a high degree of confidence, it does not mean that the user can also have a high degree of confidence in the AI's answer. ChatGPT can be extremely confident that it gave you a correct answer when it clearly and demonstrably delivered a wrong answer. This behavior is known in AI industry parlance as hallucination. AI hallucinations are not coming from any sense of malice. The machine is not lying to you intentionally. It simply did the math, spouted babble, and rated itself as brilliantly correct, much like people suffering from the Dunning-Kruger effect or delusions of grandeur might do. And to paraphrase a character in Gone with the Wind, frankly, my dear, it doesn't give a damn. ChatGPT and its ilk do not care when they hallucinate. The model delivers an answer that it's highly confident is correct, and that's the end of it. Perhaps one day AI researchers will be able to teach AI models to double-check their homework with at least a smidge of humility and to be properly embarrassed when they fail. When ChatGPT hallucinates, it outputs a convincing bit of nonsense that, if you acted upon it or accepted it unquestionably as true, could prove harmful to you or others. This inaccuracy, cloaked in sweet nothings, is what researchers are usually referring to when they call a model unsafe. The model is not reliably accurate, and therefore it is unsafe for you to believe anything it outputs at face value. As Google puts it, machines learn, but they don't know anything if you equate knowledge with certitude, which is often the case in Western thinking. Remember, ChatGPT works by predicting which words will follow your prompt. It knows nothing. It calculates probabilities and issues an output with the highest probability of being correct, which can turn out to be 100% wrong. Do not take this to mean that ChatGPT is a toy or performs a simple calculation. ChatGPT is an astounding feat of engineering, but it is also flawed. Does that mean you should consider a flawed ChatGPT or other generative AI model worthless? Absolutely not. even though its output will have to be consistently and rigorously fact-checked, it can still significantly increase the speed of production. And you can bet your competition is using it, or something like it, too. Tip: think of ChatGPT as a junior assistant that you may need to correct, instruct, and mentor. Despite its shortcomings, this assistant is incredibly fast at bringing you most of what you need to do your own job more easily and quickly. Humanizing the machine. One of the most remarkable achievements in OpenAI's work in developing ChatGPT and the various models that power it is that this AI model appears human. This development is quite the modern marvel. Alan Turing, a man of much education and many skills, dubbed his famous Turing test for AI an imitation game, wherein a machine could so closely mimic human intelligence and conversation that a human couldn't tell it was a machine. He developed that test in the 1950s, and for much of that time forward, machines fell short. Now, several appear to pass the test at least for a while, but they usually get outed eventually. People generally know that ChatGPT is AI, but users can easily forget that fact as they continue to converse with it. Since the entire interaction from prompt to output is in natural language and flowing at the speed of human conversation, the experience can feel the same as chatting with another human online. Eventually, ChatGPT makes a misstep that reminds users that this is AI and the jig is up. Even ChatGPT admits that happens in the conversation I had with it on the subject, as captured in Figure 5-3 in the print and ebook versions of the book. Even so, that initial false sense of familiarity breeds trust, and trust is the last thing anyone should place in AI. Several studies revealed that the human flaw towards humanizing and trusting a machine is persistent. For example, a report titled Computers in Human Behavior by researchers hailing from Carnegie Mellon and the University of California, Berkeley, found that misattribution of blame leads humans to rely on poorly performing AI. In other words, people tend to blame themselves rather than AI for errors. Further, humans continue to wrongly accept the blame, which causes them to enter a vicious cycle of relying on poorly performing AI. Additionally, the researchers found that the user's level of self-confidence, and not their level of confidence in AI, is the deciding factor in whether they accept or reject an AI suggestion. Their findings point to a need to effectively calibrate human self-confidence for successful AI-assisted decision-making. In short, humans need to be trained on when to trust themselves and when to trust AI, as opposed to defaulting and demurring to AI. Human experiences can also color acceptance of the presumed infallibility of AI, especially one that sounds human and benevolent, like ChatGPT. People who are cynical and dubious of other people's intent tend to be more skeptical of AI as well. Likewise, people who are more trusting of other people tend to trust AI. But members of both groups have been known to change their minds in response to their personal experience with AI. In any case, be aware of human and machine shortcomings and proceed accordingly. Resist your own urge to be friendly and trusting with ChatGPT and its ilk. As Google's People Plus AI Research PAIR initiative writer David Weinberger put it, uncertainty is seen as a weakness in humans, but a strength in AI. Think about that for a minute. Are you making decisions based on misplaced trust in ChatGPT's confidence? Or are you going to fact-check it every time? Mitigating risks and liability. OpenAI has gone to significant effort to improve the safety of ChatGPT by continuously improving its alignment with human values and goals. Among the measures they use to accomplish greater safety are feedback from human domain experts for adversarial testing and red teaming, a group of humans who play an adversarial role in seeking out vulnerabilities, improved safety measures, guardrails for the AI model, and a model-assisted safety pipeline that assists by automating machine learning processes within safety parameters. Using human experts for adversarial testing and red teaming, rather than just throwing two opposing AI models in a pit to continuously battle it out and refine each other in the process, is a crucially important move. Domain experts such as cybersecurity and international security professionals can find and eliminate or curb risks, such as terrorists using ChatGPT to get assembly instructions for a dirty bomb, or a biohacking recipe for a human-engineered pandemic. I'm sure you can see why such intense precautions are necessary. But other domain experts are also important in refining responses on niche topics, containing offensive remarks, curbing inherent biases, eliminating propaganda and misinformation, and preventing riots and civil unrest. AI models such as ChatGPT can do lots of good, but when it's allowed to be bad, it can be very, very bad for all of us. Using human experts to deal with the issues and help install the needed guardrails is an absolute necessity. OpenAI also uses reinforcement learning with human feedback, RLHF, to better match responses to users' intent. This approach helps improve the quality of responses, and it helps weed out unsafe and bad behaviors on the part of AI, even if the human user is up to no good, but can also result in the machine becoming overly cautious and not replying, even though it's safe to do so. OpenAI's rule-based reward models, RBRMs, provide additional rewards for the AI model to avoid inappropriate responses and undue caution. The rewards methods, such as when a user clicks thumbs up and thumbs down icons, are indicators that further reinforce which answers are appropriate and desirable and which are not. There are only digital rewards with no donuts or free vacations for ChatGPT in the offering. As an additional step, OpenAI works with external researchers to improve model performance and safety and to improve their own understanding of potential effects. But even after all this, some risks remain, and the user is well advised to take serious precautions. For example, don't assume that any conversation with ChatGPT or its competitors is or will remain private. See Figure 5-4 for an example of one of the many vulnerabilities AI models like these can have. Potential liability also exists for users who publish unedited ChatGPT content because ChatGPT and its ilk are known to plagiarize. Copyright and intellectual property rights are not dismissed because a machine infringed upon them instead of a human. Be sure to double-check its work for plagiarism and other issues, such as slander, before you publish the content. As to the greater risks to communities, nations, and humanity, a collaborative effort of organizations and government agencies is urgently needed. Otherwise, these rising AI models will quickly get out of hand and undoubtedly create great harm. Following are steps to take to help mitigate risks and liabilities associated with ChatGPT use. Always fact-check the content it generates. Conduct a human review to ensure that the content is accurate and current. Disclose that you're using AI so readers and reviewers don't feel duped. Check that AI-generated content is compliant with all laws, regulations, and guidelines. monitor audience feedback, and respond quickly if the AI content has created issues. Avoid dependency on AI from yourself or others you work with. You're in charge. AI is just a tool. Use AI responsibly. Never use it to do something morally, ethically, or legally wrong. These precautions should put you on the right path for mitigating risks and avoiding liability. But in high-risk applications, go beyond even these measures.